Dave, the manager, and Johnny, that's in charge of the repeater up there, they're about to pull their hair out. When they can get time to go up to the tower, they went up, Johnny went up there the other week and shut everything down. Even the other transmitter and everything up there, they shut it down and was trying to trace it. They can't, they having a problem trying to find it. But I know yesterday I was sitting here and I was about to pull my radio off the rack and open it up to see what was going on, because it would sit here about every 45 seconds it would go in the transmit, and well, it would click back to busy, and then I turned the base station on. It done the same thing. I've got a Yaesu HT here. I had his on, and TYT handheld. I turned it on, and all them radios was doing the same thing. But they trying their best to find out what's going on up there at the repeater. They pretty sure it's none of our equipment that's up there. They think it might be something else, somebody else's equipment, a bad capacitor or something going on that they just don't know, Billy.
I'm familiar with all that, because I've got my repeaters up there and my repeaters are getting it too, but I was curious if anybody over here had been keeping a log of it as to when it had been doing it in the last 2 weeks, because I've been working, but anywho, alright, well, I'll check back with, I didn't want to bother Johnny and all of what they're having to deal with right now, but maybe Dave will jump in there if he happens to be around. No big deal, either of them, but K-90OH, I appreciate it.
Thank you, Billy. Yeah, they're working on it, but this thing about Ray right now, you can understand, but they just sit to wits end. They don't know what to do. They've been tracking it with SDR equipment and all, and I hope eventually they find it, because last week when it wasn't last week, it was the week before last when I called Annette. I could not hardly copy anybody for that noise.
Well, there was some maintenance done that might have had a positive impact. I mean, it's not completely gone, but I'm curious if the last 2 weeks, if it had gotten better, gotten worse, if anybody had noticed any change.
Haven't noticed any change, and I'm kind of homebound. I can get up and walk around and all, but I had a stroke and fell and broke my neck a little over 2 years ago, and I come down here to my shack at about 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the morning, and turn the radio on, especially on 2 meters, and make coffee and feed my cats and fire up the HF rig, and my 2 meter is on all day till tonight. When I close the net down, I might scan through the HF bands a little bit, but usually I'll go on up and go to bed. But I hadn't noticed much change at all in it, Billy.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm going to get out of here, and 4 o'clock comes early in the morning. Got to go to work. Well, I appreciate you letting me throw a question in here, and hope all goes well for you, sir, and we'll speak at you and give you another check-in next chance we get. K9OH.
AK4OIM. Glad you come in here and asked a question, because I'd like to know something too, Billy. So 7-3s, I'll talk to you further down the log. All right, before I close the net, anybody else want to check in or parade you, please call K4OIM or net control. K4OIM with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I will now file my net report. Hold on just a second. K4OIM. I'd like to thank each and every one of you that checked in tonight, and you that stuck around for Bright You and Billy for his questions. I'm sorry I couldn't help him, but I'm at all like everybody else using a repeater. So at this time, I'll turn the repeater back over to normal amateur radio use. Again, this is K4OIM Walt, and I'd like to say thank you at 73, and God bless.
K04. MWB. K04, MWV, test, test. K04, MWV, test, test.